So I woke up this morning, and Chart and Tark both have edging audios that sound utterly delicious. And so I'm super, super horny. And of course, even more like is nowhere around to ask for permission to come. But I really want to touch myself, which I probably shouldn't be doing. But yeah, I feel like I've got to do at least something. And I'm just using my fingers, which is probably a bad idea, because I'm usually not really good with edging with just my fingers. At least with the Hitachi, I can modulate things a little bit more. Kind of keep myself on edge a little bit with my fingers. I'll probably just get close and then stop for a bit, and then get close and then stop for a bit. Oh, sir, I wish you were here. I'd beg for permission, but it's not gonna work. Just keep pushing me closer. Gonna come. I don't have permission. No. Oh, but I want to feel so good. Keep pushing me, please. Oh. Please, I wanna come. I wanna feel everything. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, so wet. Teasing my lips with my other hand. My right hand just teases my clit, just keeps circling and circling and circling. Oh, this is bad. Oh, teasing my lips. I want you inside me so bad. Oh, please. I just want something inside me. Something to spread these lips. Something to go deep inside me. Oh, please, please. I'm not gonna go inside, though. I'm not gonna use my fingers, because it really should be yours. Just gonna keep teasing, just keep teasing, cause that's what edging is for, right? All the teasing, all this. Just teasing. I had an idea for a questionnaire that I might post later unless someone else beats me to it, because I wouldn't mind. But a spank questionnaire about what kind of spanks you like. And of course, you'd have to spank yourself while you're doing it. Or I guess if you're a spanker as opposed to a spanky, you could spank someone else. Maybe. That would be interesting. With things like, what's your favorite thing to be spanked with, or to spank with? And like, the top five or so, cause I know I would have a hard time picking. And then maybe the weirdest things that you've been spanked with. And if you felt like listing all the things you've been spanked with, that would be pretty cool. I'd like to hear what people have in their collections. And then how to describe what they like best about a spanking, if it's the pain or the bruising, or some people say they get kind of high off it. I want to know what people like about being spanked. Because I don't really like getting hurt from spanks. I'm not really good with the real pain part, but I love the marks. And I get like a little bit of pain, but even more like wants to get a liquid cane from leather beaten, and that terrifies me, kind of in a good way. Speaking of questionnaires, I guess there's the challenge to tell people what gets you off while you get off. I guess it's not really fair for me to do it right now because I'm not gonna get off. But I guess that would make edging a little bit more interesting. I guess as my name would suggest, I'm pretty subby, pretty bratty. it really, really turns me on when even more like takes control. When he tells me what he wants or what he wants me to do, or when he just takes over and does what he wants. When he's in uniform, I can't help myself. Especially his beret. He puts on the beret and his face changes. And he's instantly got this extra serious authority going on. And it just makes me melt. I want to do nothing more than make him happy and make him proud of me. That's a pretty big turn on. I like spankings. I like getting marks, mostly. I like bruises. I like the tangible memory of something good. And turns out I really like recording myself. Surprise! And I really like listening. Oh, I guess the things I like listening to most is I like hearing dummy guys tell me things. I like hearing girls coming and teasing. Oh, Target and Tart, you guys are so delicious right now. Oh, I could listen to you guys for days. Which I suppose is a good thing I'll get the chance, but at the same time, oh fuck the effect you have on me. That was really, really not fair. What else gets me off? Breath play, I guess, is good. What gets me off? I guess this is supposed to be talking about kinks and stuff, but I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. It turns out that if I'm in the right kind of headspace and I'm all relaxed and happy, and someone is talking dirty to me and telling me all the things that they want to do to me, I can come without touching myself. And sometimes if I'm just listening to someone and knowing that they want me to join in, I can come without touching myself. I learned that once when I was on Skype with Sherry Tart and Even More Like, and I was in the kitchen of my parents' house, and I had no idea when my parents were coming home, and they were teasing and teasing, and Tart was teasing, and she makes such delicious noises, my God, I could listen to that woman forever. And she was making noises, and I couldn't help, and I was squirming in my chair, and I was trying to keep an eye on the supper, and I was trying to listen for the door, for the car, because I didn't know when they were going to be home. And, oh my God, I was squirming so hard, and I started to whimper, and I started to moan, and I gotta be careful or I'm gonna come just thinking about that. I did come. I came for Even More Like and Tart while they were coming for me, and it was lovely. Oh, it was lovely. Oh, I don't know how long I've been edging for. And I would like to edge for longer, but I have a bit of a carpal tunnel issue, and my thumb is actually going numb right now. So normally this is where I would hurry up and finish, but I guess I'm not finishing because I don't know if even Warlike is still sleeping or if he's just busy or what. So if I can't ask, then I guess I can't come. Oh, my poor thumb. And as much as I would like to switch to my left hand is not nearly as good on my clit as my right. My left hand is much better. Oh, sorry. Teasing my clit. I just woke up and I'm still in bed from just waking up and listening to all the delicious, delicious audios that you guys do. Oh. Okay, I guess that's it for now.